Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He just gave away everything he built for...
Fraud! Fraud!
One of the, laziest NBA players there is right now in James Harden. Now, that might change.
Highest paid player.
That may change, but so far this season, he's the laziest player in the NBA.
So now
So now are the Nets going to extend his deal like the Houston Rockets tried to extend his deal?
I don't know.
Give him an extra $110 million to stay?
Yeah, I'm not even sure what their plan is going to be with that. I think they have a little bit of time. I think they got to see the way it works out.
I mean, it's just so insulting. It's unbelievable.
No, it is. It really is. All right, let's get some thoughts on this. I'm sure we're going to get a lot of Knicks fans that want to talk about the Nets because there's not a lot of Nets fans. Let's go to Mark in Manhattan. What's going on, Mark?
Morning, guys. How are you?
All right, Mark. What's happening?
I love this trade. And I'll just give you as a perspective. You're both big Knicks fans, especially you, Gio. Would you today trade the entire Nets future and where they are for the Knicks today so you could be sitting here for the next 3 years having relevant, great team?
I know what you're saying, Mark, and it's something, you know, the Knicks have been down for so long, and switching rosters like that, I mean, it would be invigorating and it would be fun. Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a different argument because the Nets already had Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving and the core that they had built, and they were should have gone in that direction, and they did not. And the reason that I really am sort of disgusted by this is it's another one of these superstars that forced his way out by acting like a jerk. But, yeah, I mean, the Knicks have been so bad. There's been no juice. There's been nothing around. Sure, I would trade rosters with the Nets right now, of course.
Including the future, right? Because at the end of the day, Boomer's right. They're on the back page today. And you know there's a chance of these guys re-upping, which means the draft choices aren't going to be as attractive down the road. But just sell your soul, man.
That's what they did. But, Mark, let me ask you a question. You said especially Gio in regards to being a Knicks fan. Why don't I get that kind of respect?
Because you're wearing a Ranger uniform, not a Knicks. Maybe you can't fit in a Knicks uniform anymore, but you're in a Ranger uniform.
Yeah.
And, it's all about the Knicks today.
It's opening night, man. Come on, man. And the Garden's going to be – well, it's not going to be rocking, unfortunately, but it's going to be great. It's going to be Islanders, Rangers tonight. Come on, man. Nothing ain't better than that.
You would admit, though, that your Knicks fandom has taken a major hit over the years.
Oh, you have to understand, I grew up with the greatest Knicks teams of all time.
Oh, yeah.
I grew up with Clyde Frazier and Willis Reed and Bill Bradley and DeBuscher and Red Holzman. I grew up with those teams, man. I had to have the Puma Clydes, man, when I was in high school.
Yeah.
You have to understand the impact that those teams had on me. And then when I was playing, and then the 90s happened and Patrick got drafted here, it was like God came home to play basketball for the Knicks. And they never made it. And, you know, it was so frustrating, you know, with Michael Jordan and Hakeem Olajuwon and Reggie Miller and on and on and on. But at least I knew when you went to the Garden. And I was going to the Garden every other night. I was going for a Ranger playoff game to a Knick playoff game, Ranger playoff game, Knick playoff game. And that was going on for like 10 years.
Yeah, but what my statement was that you would even admit that your Knicks fandom has taken a hit over the last few years.
This whole thing went south when they went over Donnie Walsh's head and they traded half the team for Carmelo Anthony. Sean in Bayside. Shawnee, what's happening?
Hey, Boomer and G, how you doing?
Hey, Sean.
We're great, Sean. How are you?
Very good. I just have an observation and a question, if you can just hang with me. My observation is, Boomer, I love the jersey.
Thank you.
But the string on the top, if you can maybe fix it for the jersey. That's just an observation.
Okay, it's fixed.
Do whatever you...
It's fixed.
And also, just a quick question. Will you put your son-in-law's jersey in the freezer for tonight's game?
No, he doesn't score goals.
You don't have to worry about that. It's Marcel's jersey.
He gives me sticks and I don't score goals.
Let's go to Vinny in Queens. What's going on, Vinny?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
All right, Vinny. What's happening?
Well, I'm not very well today. I have been a Nets fan going back to the ABA days. I was a season ticket holder when they won the two titles.
The Whopper.
Hey, all the Whopper.
Yeah.
John Williamson. Super John, Brian
Super
Taylor.
John, yes. Yeah, those
I
guys,
would have loved to have seen that team get to play the Celtics back in those days. I certainly thought they could have given them a run for their money. And I never thought that there would be a day darker than when Julius Irving got traded away to the 76ers. But I was wrong, because yesterday was a darker day in Net history. I will not watch a New York Net, a Brooklyn Net game ever again, or at least as long as this cast of detestables is assembled.
Vinny, what happens if they go to the finals? And they go against LeBron? You're not going to watch them?
They go to the finals? Well, then I hope LeBron picks up another championship.
Wow.
And maybe I will watch it then, just for the idea of just rooting for them to
lose. Are you disgusted because Kyrie's AWOL and what James Harden did to get out of Houston, and the fact that you got rid of Jared Allen and, say, Caris LeVert?
Caris LeVert has the potential to be a great basketball player. I mean, he was going to take a backseat to his abilities as it is, you know, with the team that was assembled. And, you know, I feel so bad for him and for Allen. And look, in addition to the fact of the personalities, I mean, I have no clue now as how this team is going to stop any other team from scoring.
Oh.
As it is, Jared Allen was the one guy out there who could actually get a defensive rebound on a regular basis. Now I'm not quite sure who's going to do it.
I mean,
James Harden isn't going to try and do it.
Yeah, we know that. But you do have to respect Kevin Durant, though.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not putting him with the other two.
Okay.
I like Kevin Durant as a basketball player. In fact, I almost got fired once because one of my bosses thought that believed that Greg Oden should be drafted in front of Kevin Durant. And for the next 10 years,
that's a guy
I
with passion.
Holding it over his head saying, yep, you wanted Greg Oden. I said, Kevin Durant, who knows more about basketball? So,
Vinny,
I have no problem at all with Kevin Durant. I have nothing but the greatest respect for him. He's a great basketball
player.
Well,
all right, let me paint this picture for you, because Boomer said, what if they go to the finals? Like, before that, what if they start winning some regular season games? Kyrie comes back. He's buying in. James Harden saying all the right things. He's starting to shed some weight. Together, it is clicking. And they say, hey, though, they're saying everything right. I want to win a championship. I want to bring it to Brooklyn. I want to do the Nets team. We're all together. This is all what we wanted. You still would not buy back in?
I will not watch the games, and you guys have already very well chronicled that whatever happens in a regular season, the disappearing acts, the disgraceful performances that Mr. Harden has put on. There was one year that they were playing the Warriors in the playoffs, and Steph Curry got hurt just before halftime of the game. I believe the series might have been 2-2 at that point, or 2-1 in one direction. And the game was in Houston. There were fans then. And if ever there was a game where the Rockets could have taken charge of the series, that was it. They came out in the third quarter of that game and absolutely laid a bomb. At that point, I would never, ever respect or trust James Harden ever again. I mean, I'm just sorry. I am heartbroken today. And no, there is nothing that the Nets goes. I cannot root for them. And certainly I cannot trust the two of those guys.
Thanks, Vinny. And
I mean, that's well said, actually. You know, he's obviously a fan.
Right. No, he is. I still find it hard to believe, though, that if your team is cruising and they're winning and you get to the playoffs and you get to the finals, that you're not gonna watch. I mean, that seems reactionary to me. And who knows? I mean, you know, as odd as those guys are, and Harden and Kyrie, You know, maybe all of a sudden something clicks and both of them get singularly focused on winning a championship together. It's possible. I don't think it's likely at this point, but it's possible that Kyrie is motivated to come back. And then James Harden says, all right, enough of me eating, because there's no doubt that he was staying. I mean, I'm trying not to be crass on this, but like, there's no doubt that he is kept out of shape for a reason.
Fat.
Can you go to Peter Luger's over there? Hey, let's go to Mike in Orange. Mike, what's happening?
Hey, guys, how you doing this morning? Boomer, this question is kind of towards your opinion here. I know you're a big Ranger fan. I am, too, season ticket holder. Let's go back and let's wipe out the 1994 season. Now, all the Devil fans and Islander fans are still chanting 1940 up until today, this morning.
Right.
And the Rangers go out, and they get three of the top 15 NHL players in the league right now, but they have to trade away all these blue-chip prospects that they got in their building. Do you change your opinion? I mean, I know I would. As a Ranger fan, I'd be like, let's get the cup now. Screw what happened.
Well, you know, that's what we did in 1994, by the way. That's exactly what we did. That's what Neil Smith did in 1994. Yeah. And we won the cup, and it was great. I don't know. I understand the NBA, because of the way the game is played and because the impact that the superstars truly have, it's a little bit different than hockey. But we did it almost, I don't say the exact same thing, but we did something very similar back in 1994. But
yeah, that is true.
The players weren't disgruntled. You know, we didn't bring in a player like a James Harden who was disgruntled where he was.
I mean, this, you didn't.
We didn't
go
have
out,
a guy that was AWOL in the middle of the season.
You didn't go out and get Giannis and bring him in here, who was a guy who, you know, he's had his postseason issues, but he's still young, but you know he's dedicated, right? It's not like you went out and got that guy.
Well, we traded away Tony Amonte. We traded away Doug Waite. We brought in older players that played in Edmonton, and we had to have the experience. We had to have the battle-tested guys. Of course, we were led by Mark Messier and Mike Richter and Brian Leetch and Alexei Kovalev. I mean, we had our guys here, but then we went out and traded all the way this youth to bring in more guys. And so we kind of did the same thing. But again, like, we weren't trading for guys who were disgruntled in other places.
I mean, you went out and got championship-level players.
Right, and we didn't have a guy on our team. I'm trying to think. Like, Brian Leetch wasn't AWOL for personal reasons for 3 weeks.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we're totally different situation. But, if the Nets had gone out and, I don't know, brought LeBron James here at the end of his career for two more seasons to try to win, like, that'd be different. You know his dedication.
You know, on the team, I tell you, our team brought in two guys, Jacob Trouba, and they brought in Panarin. And those guys are right in the middle of their primes, and they got big contracts. And hopefully, you know, Panarin did live up to the contract. There are a couple of things that Trouba did last year that were really good. Hopefully he's going to be more consistently this year and reflect his contract.
Yeah.
But I would just say I like the way my team has now built itself, and we're one of the youngest teams in the league. You know, that means hopefully long-term sustained success like we were just coming out of.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
The good news is that James Harden is going to end up paying about $13.5 million more in tax by playing for the Brooklyn Nets as opposed for the Houston Rockets. So he was able to keep almost $80 million of his salary in Texas. Here, it's about $66 million in salary.
Well, I think he'll be able to be okay. I don't think he's going to have to apply for a loan.
I don't know, but it's good, though. It's good for New York. You know, we need the money. Most millionaires are leaving New York. This millionaire is coming to New York. So yeah. It's good.
Wait till the sports betting starts. New Jersey did $1 billion in 2020, it looks like.
I know. It's incredible. And New York's going to do more than that, you would think.
Bigger state.
If there's 100%. Anybody left. I mean,
yeah, that's right. That's probably everybody's leaving. But this is good. We got a millionaire coming here, and he's paying $13 million in taxes.
All right, Jerry is back with another update. We've got the Devil's jersey on now to get in the spirit. What's up, Jerry?
We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Last night, after all the craziness with the Nets and Harden and the trade went down, a scaled-down net team, although Durant was playing, beat the Knicks.
Harris up top, works left into the blue paint, down the lane. Pass to the corner. Green's got it. Three on the way. Good for Jeff Green.
That is Chris Carino with the call.
Durant could have won the game by himself last
probably. Time. He had 26 points in about 30 minutes of action, back end of a back-to-back, and he was good. He also had 6 assists. Bruce Brown, another good game. He had 15 points, 14 rebounds as well. Here was head coach Steve Nash, and we'll get to the Harden stuff in a moment. Here was Nash on Durant and how he looked on the back-to-back and how he performed.
He looked good to me. He got to his spots and continues to find his rhythm.
I guess you would say the one thing that he has to concern himself with and be careful with is managing KD's health and minutes and stuff like that.
It's incredible the position he's put himself in, and he looks terrific. But a long way to go, and we got to be smart and try to figure out where he needs his breaks.
Now, last two before we get to the Harden thing. This was Durant on winning.
It's a good win, especially we talked about it last night. We wanted to finish the second half for the back-to-back, and especially with a team that's right across the bridge from us.
Okay, and then the last one, we bring you Bruce Beck. And so now you remember when Al made the 911 call when he lived in Matawan. Remember how his voice kind of trailed off with the okay?
Yeah, it sounded like he was crying. He was getting broken up about it. Yep.
Yeah, and the voice just kind of, I don't know, kind of fizzled at the end there. Well, Bruce did that sort of here at the end of his question, if you just listen closely.
Is it about being healthy? Is it about being a professional? Is it about just winning? How would you describe that?
How would you describe that?
Bruce was all over it because he also talked to Luke Voigt last night about DJ LeMahieu. How LeMahieu is he's like a printer. And he cannot believe he's not been signed back by the Yankees yet.
Well, Luke Voigt said that he was standing next to the printer.
And it made him think of him because he's a machine.
Think of him as a machine, yes.
That's right.
And that's why, you know, that's maybe the Dodgers or the Red Sox or the Toronto Blue Jays. It doesn't sound like the Mets are in on this.
It does not. It looks like the Mets are in on George Springer is what it looks like the Mets are in on.
And you know what they're all waiting for? They're all waiting for to decide whether or not there's going to be a DH in the NL.
How about
that? This is like holding up things.
I don't make the decision already. What are we doing?
I don't know if Major League Baseball and Rob Manfred are using that as a bargaining chip for the CBA.
It has to be. It's the only explanation.
Ridiculous.
Could be. All right, as for the Harden trade, so Nash wouldn't talk about it. Durant wouldn't talk about it. I did find one guy that would, and that's Jeff Green, who was also his teammate once upon a time, and he gave his thoughts on Harden coming to Brooklyn.
He's going to do what he does best, and I think it'd be good for us, but I don't look at it as a restart. You know, it's just another juice of energy that we're going to get from, you know, him being on the floor and being part of this team.
And now what he does, he shoots and he doesn't play defense.
Okay. You said that perfectly.
Dribble, 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 fat, fat, fat. Dribble, dribble, dribble. No defense, no defense, new defense. Shoot.
Okay.
Shoot.
That is,
shoot.
You know what?
Shoot.
Perfectly placed clip and comment by you, Boomer.
Yes.
I wanted to, and this is why it bothers me slightly. I'm going to take you back a little bit. I'm going to go back to, I don't know, 2016. A guy by the name of Sean Marks was introduced as the Nets GM. And one of the things he discussed was his philosophy of building a team.
You can bring a star player, but if he doesn't fit with the vision with where you're going, that can derail the system as well. So whoever we bring in here, they're going to play team basketball. They're going to be competitive on the floor. The coach is going to have a defensive mindset.
I mean, come on.
Fraud! man.
What we're trying to do here is find the fattest, laziest, biggest a-hole in the NBA, and then trade our entire future for him, and then blow up everything we've built in the last number of years. So I understand that little red-headed kid didn't like it so much. It's all right, little boy. It's going to be okay, little fella. You go to mommy and daddy, and you tell them how you feel, and don't hold back. And
I'm kicked off.
And you drink your milk, and you grow, you get your strong bones, and then one day you'll be an adult, and you understand how adults do things. But, yeah, so we acquired the biggest, laziest, fattest, most overpaid player in basketball, and we're pairing him with one guy that we like and someone we haven't seen in about a week.
2 weeks, actually.
So it's going great.
Hey, by the way, are you going to be able to go back and run Australia basketball when this whole thing's over with?
I hope so. But I'm in the midst of putting the lighter fluid on the organization, and James Harden and Kyrie Irving have the match. So we will see how it goes, but this is exactly what we set out to do.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that clip is just, I don't know. You talk about going against everything you at least at one point believed in.
Yeah, I mean, there were rumors with James Harden, attempted murder a couple years ago, if you remember that.
I remember something like that.
And, and then he was partying with a little baby. And not wearing a mask in the coronavirus world. So he's really
the baby.
Upstanding individual.
Was it the baby or little the baby?
I believe it was little baby, not the baby. I think
there's two babies,
Sean? Little baby. But he was partying with little baby with no mask in coronavirus. And he was someone who apparently put out a hit on somebody. So he's really got the resume that we want to bring in here to fit our culture. And right now, he's a good 30, 40 pounds overweight.
Fat.
He's got
dribble,
the gut who hangs over the pants and roughly a C cup.
I tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he's totally full of it.
And there was who was it, Al, that Moussa Maggie had on? Was it? He was a former GM. Ryan McDonough? No, not Ryan McDonough.
Yeah, it was McDonough. There was a McDonough.
Teddy McBoarfest.
Let me check that.
I forget. I heard bits and pieces of this yesterday.
Kaplinchkin?
No, it wasn't Kaplinchkin.
It is Ryan McDonough, former Boston Celtics and Phoenix Suns executive.
Okay, so he was on with them yesterday, and one of the comments he said when he was asked, this is before the trade, I was asked about the whole Kyrie situation compared to the Harden situation, and he says, quote, what Harden's doing to the Rockets is worse because he's showing up and not trying. So, I mean, that's what you traded for.
Yeah,
that's what you traded for. So.
And also a guy who does not have a track record of performing in the biggest moments. You know, I mean, this is not someone who's got three rings. You saw him lay his entire life on the line for a championship, play through injury, and then have like you at a parade and you see him there celebrate. You're talking about a guy who disappears.
Let me ask you a serious question.
Yeah.
If James Harden, in someone's eyes, was worth three unprotected first round draft picks, four draft swaps, two really good young up-and-coming players, and a couple of other decent players. All kidding aside, if you were going to trade for LeBron, what would you have to give up? Everything and everybody?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about a difference in, 7 years, though? I mean, James Harden's 31. LeBron, what are we talking, 37, 38 now?
All right, let's say LeBron's 34. You get my point. I'm just saying, if that's what a Harden is worth, what in the hell is a guy like LeBron worth, who is the best player on the planet?
Yeah, I mean, I think basically the guy who is that level of star who is available was going to command that type of return. So I do think it would have been similar.
But he had nowhere to go.
Yeah, Philadelphia was really the only place, but apparently Tillman Fertitta was never going to trade him there. So
makes you wonder how much Deshaun Watson is worth on the open market.
Oh, I'm glad you brought him up. So Dick Vermeil, this is funny. TMZ gets Dick Vermeil on. I don't understand how. But whatever, good for him. Maybe he's pushing his wine.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It has to be what it is because there's no Radio Row, so he's pushing his wine now all month of January and February.
I didn't think of that. There you go. So TMZ catches up with Dick Vermeil, and they say, what should the Texans do with Deshaun Watson?
Well, I think they change his diapers, okay?
So that's first. He basically basically tells Watson he should just zip it in terms of what the franchise should be doing or not doing.
His contract. Nowhere in his contract does it say that he's involved in making the decisions who coaches or who leads the organization.
And now this can, this can kind of cross over to the NBA too and the NFL. It's like enough with these guys kind of dictating what they want to do and what they don't want to do.
When players get outside the role of what they really are, he's a great NFL football player and always has been a great kid. But I think he just shuts his mouth and becomes a better football player and lead the football team and let the leaders of the organization lead him.
The feisty Dick Vermeil.
How about that? That's get him for an interview right with the Jets.
That's an old school guy.
Yeah, for sure.
That is an old school guy, no question. Meantime, the Jets do not have a new head coach yet. Those that thought maybe it would be Rob Saleh from yesterday, might be still, but right now he is with the Eagles because he ended his time with the Jets. The Jets then, according to reports, did take Arthur Smith out for dinner last night for their
second
meeting.
The Audi party came to town.
The Audi party, yes.
Yes.
Correct. Arthur Smith. Yeah, head coach of the Jets, maybe. We'll
see. I mean, is it really a party, or is he just Arthur Smith? Because you say that every time. I mean, what is there about Arthur Smith that is a party?
I don't know. Just call him the Artie Party. I like it.
Well, I mean, I would. I mean, if there was something about, like, is he a fun guy, or is it just because his name's Artie? Like, you know, you get me all excited when I hear Artie Party, but then I'm like, I realize it's Arthur Smith, offensive coordinator for the Titans.
Doesn't really jump off the page. Now, I will say this.
I think about the drunk guy from the movie.
Yesterday, I put out that tweet, do you want this guy as your head coach? And I attached Rob Saleh's bio from the 49ers. And I'm telling you, 99% of the respondents said yes.
All right,
without question.
Can you do me a favor? Put out this morning, would you be excited to have Arthur Smith as your head coach?
I can do that.
Poll out there yesterday, right? We saw it.
Yeah. Whip out the poll, Boomer. Show everybody.
That's going to be a 75% no.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm curious.
Why? How this buzz, goes. No buzz, Al.
It's got no buzz.
Right.
Oh, by the way. He's only 38. I didn't realize he was that young.
Speaking of warm-up show segments, buzz, no buzz, cool, not cool, real news, fake news. Did you see that what's-his-face Army Hammer, that's his name, Army Hammer with the real news, fake news cannibal has been taken off his latest movie with Jennifer Lopez?
Down in the DR, he didn't want to leave his children for 4 months.
Yeah,
all these scandalous
what does that have to do with the
accusations
warm-up show?
On the on the Twitter world.
So you missed it the other day, Jerry. We were talking about warm up show segments, and I said I'm going to do one here. We're going to do real news, fake news.
I got you.
And I did real news or fake news, Army Hammer cannibal, and everybody said fake news, not a cannibal. Maybe his DMs real news. But it seems like he's off this movie now. I don't know. Could be some truth.
But yeah, I mean, like,
could be real news.
I mean,
Jennifer Lopez did not want to be eaten. She said, "No, no, no. Let's get somebody else. Let's get like Seth Rogen in here or something. I don't want this cannibal on the set. Get some guy smoking weed all day and not eating people."
This is like a totally weird story.
Hey, he's a blood drinker.
Eat me.
That's what he said. Alleged blood drinking actor, but he's off his next movie. I don't think that's a coincidence. He did say these claims are BS, but
why would he end up dropping a movie then?
I don't know. Interesting.
I don't think it's true. I think it's all a bunch of crap, but who knows what else is going on. Right? Okay, Jerry.
That's Eddie. That's not me. I can't imagine I ever said that into a microphone.
Jerry,
have
you ever listened
them.
Back to the podcast about that you and Al do? I mean, it is like
awesome. It is nothing but pure awesomeness. And I know you agree.
All right. Do you have anything else there, Jerry?
Or yeah. No, I'm not done. Oh, okay. I mean, I can be all if you want me to be.
No, go ahead. Keep going.
What else? You got George Patton in Denver. That's kind of cool. It just sounds cool. The Browns, Chiefs, Sunday. Cleveland defensive backs Denzel Ward and Kevin Johnson activated off the COVID list. So good news for them. I'll give you one George McCaskey here. Bears retaining Ryan Pace and head coach Matt Nagy. Pace has no idea who's going to be the quarterback. Non-committal. Here was McCaskey. Very odd. He's in his office reading off a sheet of paper. He was discussing why he is keeping Pace and Nagy going forward.
It's how well they work together. Like I said, they have vigorous discussions, and we think that their collaboration will result in the right decisions for the Bears.
And I just started going through some of the questions when they opened it up to the reporters. And you're right. They're asking questions that have no answers, basically.
Right.
So I will try and have a couple of them for you next hour as well. And you got opening night for the three local hockey teams, Rangers and Islanders at the Garden, and the Devils take on the Bruins at the Rock.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
So the Golden State Warriors this year alone are paying a luxury tax penalty of $137 million. That penalty is more than the salaries for every team but 3 teams in the NBA.
That's insane.
Brooklyn's one of those teams. And Brooklyn's salary tax threshold now, their luxury tax bill is what it should be, is $87 million. So Joe Tsai, I don't really care. You know, I want Steve Cohen to spend money on my team, on my baseball team. I want James Dolan spending money on my hockey team. He's done that. You know, I want him to spend it on the basketball team. It's just they haven't spent it the right way. But this now, $87 million in a luxury tax that is due to the league because of adding James Harden.
Yeah, and the Warriors one was interesting because they went to that threshold because Klay Thompson got hurt, was out for the year when he tore his Achilles, and they went out and got Kelly Oubre Jr., and that salary put them into that tax bracket where essentially Kelly Oubre Jr. became an $80 million player for them.
There's 7 teams in the NBA that have a luxury tax bill. $137,192,032 for the Golden State Warriors. Number two is Brooklyn at $87,068,098. Philadelphia, $19.8 million. The LA Clippers, $8.8 million. Milwaukee Bucks, $8.7 million. And then you have the Lakers at $8.1 million, and then the Utah Jazz at $3.8 million. And then every team after that, starting with Portland, does not have a luxury tax.
Sounds like Bridgehampton Real Estate is what that sounds like to me. Let's go to Joy in Dallas. What's going on, Joy?
Hey, Boomer and Gio.
Hello, Joy.
Gio, yeah. I need you to write something down real quick.
Okay, go ahead. I've got a photographic memory, so I don't need to write it down.
Montessori pre-K.
Montessori pre-K for my daughter, Sabrina.
Yes.
Okay.
My grandson was just like Sabrina.
Okay, where he wasn't listening and you were afraid that maybe... Yeah.
Great kid, smart kid, but stubborn and hard-headed.
Sure.
And my daughter-in-law and son put him in Montessori pre-K at the age of 3 in Texas.
Okay. So I got to move to Texas, Joy?
They kept him in Montessori school through first grade, and then he transitioned to regular school, and he's now in fifth grade making all the honor rolls.
Oh, that's awesome, Joy. That is great to hear. So, all right, I will look into that for sure. I mean, Sabrina is a wonderful, wonderful child, but she is not listening to me when I tell her to stop doing stuff. And she looks at me with a smirk on her face, and she says, I am in charge.
She's got you right
Dada.
Wrapped around your finger.
Yeah. And the other thing she does now is she'll go, if she'll, like, hit me with something, if she throws something at me and hits me, and then she'll go, Dada, you okay? Like, she's messing with me.
Yeah.
She messes with me. She goes, she hit me with the coaster on the head. I'm like, ow. She goes, you okay? And I'm like, well, you are something else, Sabrina, I tell you. But it's that age, though, Joy. You know what I'm saying? It's just that age.
I know. I'm a retired school teacher, so kind of know about all the ages. But another thing, with the Thibodeau deal.
Yeah.
Well, in all over Louisiana, the Thibodeaus are a common name, just like Smith and Jones.
Okay.
And it's Thibodeau. It's not Thibodeau.
It's not Thibodeau. Okay. Well, I believe that Tom Thibodeau.
Not the South, it isn't.
Yeah, okay. Well, good. So I can call him Thibodeau and get away with it, right, Joy?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Joy, you listen.
In the South, that's all it is.
Yeah, you listen or watch a lot to the show, don't you?
Let me tell you, I'm a former cowboy. There's a whole group of us retired people here. I'm the baby. I'm just 71. And we gave our cowboy T-shirts to Salvation Army 3 years ago, and we've been looking for new teams, and we've got our eyes on the Giants. We like a Joe Judge,
yeah.
And we're now watching and waiting on the Jets.
Well, that's great, Joy.
All right, that's
and
fantastic.
We listen to y'all every morning.
That is incredible,
yes.
Joy. Well, we thank you for that, and we really do appreciate it. And give us a call again, why don't you?
Y'all make our days every morning.
Oh, that is great to hear, Joy. Take care. You made my day this morning. I got to be honest with you.
Bless y'all's little hearts and just keep it up.
All right. Thank you, Joy.
Thanks, Joy. That's incredible. So
God bless your little heart.
Yeah.
Could you imagine Eddie's conversation with her?
Oh, my God. Hello, Joy in Dallas. Are you closer to the Fort Worth area or what part of North Texas do you reside? Just for screening purposes, your blood type, please. Well, now I know all about you, Eddie. I know all about you and your hippie ways and your left-leaning politics. I know all about it. How those blind dogs doing, Eddie? How they do? Oh, thank you, Joy, for asking about the blind dogs, yes. Very much so. I appreciate it, yes.
That must have been a fun conversation with her off the air.
Yeah, it was about a 5-minute conversation
during
Jerry's update.
5 minutes. by the end of it, you probably know Joy's whole story.
How would Joy have gotten through you?
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. I mean, she was wonderful.
Middle of the country.
Yeah.
Seemed like a very genuine person, 100% going through.
And when she referenced the Louisiana with the Thibodeau and the Jones, I said, oh, are you from East Texas? Because it's near Louisiana.
Yeah,
and then she
exactly
goes,
right.
And then she goes, I'm from Dallas. I told you that.
She
you
was
idiot
awesome.
Hippie.
Right. You dumb. All that weed you've been smoking in the 70s definitely ruined your brain. Oh, yeah, she was great, though. I mean, that is, I don't want to make fun of her. I'm not trying to make fun
love
of
that.
Her.
We love
I loved
that.
It. And
she's sweet and innocent and like Al said, she's genuine.
Right, she was 100. And the fact that she's watching every day with her friends and they're all retired and now they want to jump off the Cowboys bandwagon.
And taking notes, evidently.
Right, I know. And then want to be Giant fans and Jet fans. I mean, I think it's great. So
it
we love
great.
You guys.
Yes, let's go to Russell in Pittsburgh. Russell, what's happening, brother?
Not much. Boomer, Gio, I love the show.
Thank you.
And, just wanted to send out for Gio. He used the phrase "Wayne the Train" before, and that's back from his Pittsburgh days. There's a commercial Wayne the Train, DeBartolo, dentistry. He played for Pitt football.
Laying the Train. What is
no,
that?
No, it's Wayne the Train. Wayne the Train Gallman. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he's talking about a guy. I don't know if that was subconsciously in my head. I don't think I was the first one to call Wayne Gallman Wayne the Train. But no, not laying the train, Boomer. I believe right. that is something completely different.
Wayne the Train.
Yeah, I would not put that into Urban Dictionary because the stuff you would get on there would not be good. Yeah.
John and Hazlitt. Johnny, what's happening, brother?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
All right, Gio, here's the thing. You do not need to go pay for some overpriced Montessori school.
All right.
What you need is time and patience. And and this is because three-year-old kids are jerks.
Jerks!
My daughter is 18 now.
Yeah.
She is a wonderful kid. On a roll at her college, she was a jerk at 3 years old.
How was she when she turned 12, 13?
Oh, you know it, Boomer.
Yes.
There's nothing meaner in the world than a teenage girl. They hit you at your soul. They test you, Johnny. It's horrible.
All right, man. I appreciate it. So no Montessori for Sabrina. Steve and Beacon. Stevie, what's happening?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
All right.
You know, we lived down in the South for a number of years, and one of the things you get to learn down there is when an older woman cuts you up on the highway, you don't curse her out. You just say, bless her heart. So, Gio, she just basically threw a F-bomb at you.
Yeah, I heard you. No, she to all of us. She goes, "Bless your little hearts up there." No, I heard it. Trust me, I heard every bit of it. I do have some relatives in North Carolina that use that phrase as
really?
Well, and that in that type
so
of.
So you got hammered that way.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, but I feel like she did actually like us.
I felt like she was genuine.
Gary in Ridgewood, New Jersey. Hello, Gary.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
All right, Gary. What's happening?
I'm sitting on a COVID line. Hey, we'd like to get Boomer's face on a beer can like they're doing for Al Davis.
Al Davis? You mean Al Dukes?
No. So they put – don't. Oh. You watch the games on Sunday. They're putting Al Davis on a beer can to get him in the Hall of Fame.
I didn't see it. I thought you were talking about Al's boring beer. That's what I thought was going on
Al's
here.
Boring beer.
Okay.
We'd like to get Boomer – and I got to be honest with you. Between all the stuff Boomer has done over his whole career – you need to be in the hall, Boomer.
No, I don't know about that, but I will say this. I've had my face on a beer can and on a beer bottle.
Really?
Yeah. I actually see there's one in the back.
Yes.
I've seen it. But this is for, Hall of Fame awareness, right?
Well, I think they want to get Al in the Hall of Fame. They want to get him in the Hall of Fame. And between your work with CF, what you've done on the – and you know all the things you've done, don't you think you deserve, like – an honorary Hall of Fame.
An honorary Hall of Fame. Now, not actually going into the Hall of Fame.
No,
honorary.
I think you actually believe to be in the Hall of Fame for all you've
done. I appreciate that,
you're
Gary.
You're an ambassador
Gary,
of the game.
Gary, that's very nice of you to say that. But, you know, you get into the Hall of Fame based on your record on your feet on the field.
Sure.
And what you've done on the field, not what you do off the field.
Yeah, this is how warped I am in the world of this show. And he said Al Davis. I thought he meant Al Dukes.
Yeah, well, we've all been talking about Al's boring beer.
Yeah, I was like, you mean Al Dukes and his beer, not Al Davis, one of the most influential people in sports?
Uh-oh. Hello?
Hello. May I speak with
Boomer,
please?
I'm Boomer Esiason.
Hi. I'm calling to tell you that not one lousy writer voted for you for the Hall of Fame. Not one. Have a great day.
Go screw.
Yeah. How is Al Davis not in the Hall of Fame yet?
Yeah, I don't know, because he's probably sued the league and was a little bit controversial, to say the least.
Of course. Moving
cities all over the place.
I understand, but
yeah,
isn't that someone who should be, like, because of the story of what he meant and the merger and all these things?
Everything.
And
you would think so. But then, you know, it's kind of interesting that, you know, you do get I get a lot of people that reach out, family members that, you know, against the guys that I played against, and they want like a little statement about that guy and how important he was. Like, so I would do that for Joe Klecko, and I have done that for Joe Klecko. I've done that for Kenny Anderson.
Mm.
You know, this year I did it for Clay Matthews. I mean, Clay Matthews played 19 seasons in the NFL. He made 19 rosters and started pretty much every game he ever played and played like 260 games. How is he not in the Hall of Fame?
London Fletcher's another one of those guys.
Yeah, but how are those guys not in the Hall?
I don't know.
And I know that there are certain guys that are on a different level. Randy Moss was on a different level. Jerry Rice was on a different level. Eric Dickerson on a different level. You know, Barry Sanders on a different level. You know, Dan Marino, John Elway. You know, we know that. We know that those guys are special when you watch them play. Just kind of like Kevin Durant's on a different level. LeBron James on a different level.
Yep.
We know that. Artemi Panarin on a different level.
Sure.
Right? So you just – but the thing about it is if you have a guy like London Fletcher and Clay Matthews and they start every year for their respective teams and they've played as long as they've played and has played in as many games as they played, how are they not Hall of Famers?
Quickly just clean this up. Doug in Little Falls. What's going on, Doug?
Hey guys. Love you. Listen to you every morning. I think that guy gave you some misinformation. It was Tom Flores, the coach of the Oakland Raiders, that was in that commercial for the beer can.
Right.
Not Al Davis.
Al Davis got into the Hall of Fame in 1992, so that doesn't surprise me. I was shocked. I just looked it up. I said, how is he not in the Hall of Fame? That's crazy.
He's been in the Hall of Fame forever. And this guy, Tom Flores, I mean, obviously Tom Flores is a great coach. I think he won 2 Super Bowls.
He did win 2 Super Bowls, yes.
And for some reason, he's not in the Hall of Fame. So there you go.
So there's the bottle of beer. There you go.
Right. Okay. All right. Thanks. Yeah. I was going to say, how is Al Davis is one of like, the most important figures in the history of the league. Like, how is he not in the Hall of Fame?
I just figured he was so controversial that they hated him.
There's a 30 for 30 coming out February 4th. Al Davis versus the NFL.
Oh, man.
It was intense.
I want to see that. Remember the Al Davis Lane Kiffin press conference after he fired Lane Kiffin and then put on a overhead projector display? That was the most bizarre, and I can say this with 100% confidence, the most bizarre press conference in the history of the NFL. He had to detail everything that Lane Kiffin did while he was there and used an overhead projector to do so, like he was teaching a history class in 1995.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.